Why are passwords the bane of our existence? There's a story in the West today coming out of London about a fellow called Bill Burr, B-U-R-R. 14 years ago, he set up systems whereby passwords, email, internet, technology passwords involved capital letters, numbers, and non-alphabetic symbols in our passwords. Now, the idea at the time was this would make these passwords very difficult to unlock and make our passwords secure, but the opposite may be the case. Bill Burr reckons he may have got it wrong 14 years ago. Swan Barner is the Managing Director of Leap Consulting and joins us now. Good afternoon.
How are you going, Simon?
Yeah, really well, thanks. I've got two questions here. One, do you think that may be the case, that this system we have, that we're required to put a password in a certain format, is secure? And secondly, how do I remember my passwords, Juan?
The first answer is it's not up to date. So that advice is probably been out of date for the last 5 years. You've got to remember this information was created back in 2003.
Yep.
You know, there wasn't a whole lot of internet going on back then. So, yeah, that combination and the way they've described it to people, you know, if you're all running around with Eagles 92 as your password,
yep,
and thinking that's strong enough, it's just not strong enough.
Yeah, okay. So the iterations of passwords I use nowadays, and I'm told what sort of format they need to be. Yes, a couple of capital letters, some numerals, some some symbols, and some lowercase. You're saying that that's insecure, or that could hold up?
Well, it's actually not strong enough. So what they've found, to give you an example, is that if you have a phrase, Simon, so unrelated, you know, like horse, Mars, poker, and granite. Mm-hmm. And you have that as your password, the average technology today would take about 550 years to guess that password.
Okay.
If you had a symbol, a number, and a short one, like Freddo with a couple of threes,
yep,
that would take 3 days.
Right, okay.
So to get through that, the longer your passwords in terms of having phrases without all the complexities of those symbols, it's actually going to get easier for you to remember. You can remember a song name, a lyric, a verse, something like that,
mm-hmm,
much better than the password one.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that. Talking to Zwan Barner, he's the Managing Director of Leap Consulting. Zwan, with regard to this notion of cracking a password, if you know, this software that can crack or unlock a password, is it because the fact that you need two caps, one symbolic word, a numeral, each one of those is divided into its own segment, so the software is trying to crack each one of those segments in its own small way? Is that why it's easy to crack through?
A, because of the short numbers, but B, because if you're looking through, there's, you know, 1 to 0, right, on your keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it can easily look at those permutations of 1 to 0, and then you write the special alphanumeric characters. One of the challenges are, and you would obviously know this, Simon, you often get told can only be between like 6 and 12 characters.
Yep.
So that advice that Bill created back in 2003 has actually made it very easy, because computers have got so fast now, for these computers to look at all the different versions of that length of password,
mm-hmm,
and guess and try and attack them, if you like, mm, using sometimes just common words in the dictionary, song lyrics, album titles, sports teams, those kind of things.
Jeez.
So they have whole databases of those nowadays. And we've seen, you know, in Australia at least, back in 2015, places like Kmart, David Jones, passwords for their users were released or found vulnerable. So a lot of those are still lurking around on the internet. I think there's about, last count, an Australian guy has got about 320 million passwords that people are using for sites. And if you use it for one, they can use it for another.
Yeah, that's often what we do, isn't it? You answered my next question there, which was, are people cracking these things and taking them apart? So what's your advice to me and other people who might have 10 or 12 passwords at any one time? How should we set these up, given the constraints that the actual sites place us under?
Well, I think the easiest thing for most people to do is invest in what's called a password manager. It's a bit of software, either available on the internet or to download. So a good example is one called LastPass. There's another one called 1Password.
Mm-hmm.
And Some are free, some are a couple of bucks a month. What they do is keep a record and create unique passwords for the 5 or 10 sites you have on your phone, at work, or at home, and they will have totally unique passwords, and you only have to remember one long phrase. Yeah. So as long as you remember that one long phrase, it'll remember all these other ones. As soon as you go to that website, it'll fill in the details for you automatically.
Yep. Okay. Good advice, Juan. Thanks, mate. Really nice to talk to you today. We'll see what our listeners think, see if they've got any tips for us. Just give us those names of those software packages again.
LastPass, OnePassword.
Brilliant.
Either one of those two would be fine for people to get on board. Solve the problem of having to remember post-it notes stuck to your monitors.
Yeah. Or forgot password, and then an email comes back, yep, and 2 hours later you're still battling with the provider. Nice exactly. to talk to you today. Thanks for your time. Well done.
Thanks, Simon.
See ya, Juan Barna. Juan Barna, two words, Managing Director of Leap Consulting. What do you do? How do you manage your passwords? Have you got any advice for me today?